What's up? Welcome to Let's Be Real. What's going on, people? This is where we take the hot sporting topics and talk about it from the everyday man's perspective.
Barbershop talk, basically.
Barbershop talk. What's going on? I'm your host, Joe Mambu, and I'm here with my boys.
QB on the MIC.
Big Sherm, I'm here.
What's going on? What's going on? I see Sherman, Big Sherm trying to, he want to clap so bad. You want to clap so bad, dog. But it's all right. It's all right. Just rub your hand on your knees. But what's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode. Today, we're talking about the championship games.
One is done.
In each conference. Yeah, one is done. So we're going to talk about that one. And we're also talking about the Royal Rumble is coming around the corner next week, Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So that should be a big one. Some old faces mixed with some new faces to compete for the championship. And then we also talk about the All-Star voting.
And snubs.
Good God, man. It's this new voting format is a little bit difficult for me to get with. But we'll talk about that more. But let's start with talking about the NFC Championship game. It just finished. So, we know the score.
Swiss cheese,
right? It was 44-21. It was a shellacking by the Falcons.
Dirty Bird.
Yeah, they just played a stellar game in their last day in the Georgia Dome. They're not there no more.
Nope,
they
went
to the Big Dance.
That's
so, the
it.
Georgia Dome is gone for the Falcons. So, the fans got a pretty good outing from their team.
Yep. It's about time for Matt Ryan anyway.
Yeah, I've been watching. This is a crazy thing, man. Like I turned to the TV like a few years, about like almost a decade ago, and I was watching Matt Ryan in Boston College.
Right.
And I just watched him. I don't think he was starting at the time. I think he was just coming up. Like he came in for somebody.
Right.
Whatever the case was, and I just realized like, yo, this guy was pretty good. So to see Matt Ryan, who, if you look at it, this is a great victory for him, but from the standpoint that his career has been very mediocre since. Good quarterback,
right?
But he always had his issues. He couldn't get it done in the playoffs, like
right
now. He gets 2 weeks on Big Dance to prepare. So I'm excited for Matt Ryan because to me it's looked like that Matt Ryan that was in Boston College all them years ago.
Well, you don't
not necessarily
right,
that,
right.
But you know what I'm saying. It's just good to see that he has that success now.
His skill level has gotten up there now.
Yeah, it did. So
go ahead. Well, the game today, the Packers showed no resistance. Too many injuries in the secondary.
Yeah.
It was Swiss cheese every minute over in the middle. Julio Jones, Gabriel, Sanu, all over in the middle all the time.
Bro.
No resistance.
Dirty Bird. That's what they
like they really could have scored 50 points if they really wanted to.
I mean,
today. Matt Ryan just went out there and just showed, I'm here now.
Yeah.
He made up for the championship game a couple years back versus San Francisco when he lost us 18-point lead.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So now this is his chance to, say, legitimize his career. Not to say his career is not legitimate now.
Yeah.
But to put the stamp on like, yo, all right, I'm one of the elites now. Yeah.
But this is the thing. Matt Ryan, to me, even though he won this game,
mm-hmm.
It's like it's still an asterisk because, like you said, the secondary's depleted.
Gone.
You know what I mean?
Gone.
They're decimated.
Swiss cheese, boy.
So, don't get me wrong. Matt Ryan might win MVP off this game because they haven't...
No.
I'm just saying because, you know, to me, they were the two candidates, the two main candidates.
Listen, this is for this regular season. That is it.
Yeah,
if you want to say he's playing MVP caliber right now, of course.
Well, he is. I mean, he was 27.
And I shouldn't say right now, but
yeah.
He's continuing his mark.
He had to, look, this is the thing. The Packers did a fantastic job when Aaron Rodgers said 9 weeks ago that they was going to run the table. They ran the table.
And I believed it.
You know what I'm saying? But this is the problem with being the comeback kid. Sometimes the juice is gone.
Yeah.
Sometimes the juice just dry up. You know what I mean? And Matt Ryan, again, another sensational performance. 27-38, 4 touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? The Falcons usually average 35 at home. They got 44 today. So you knew that was going to be a big problem because they're getting 35 and against Green Bay, who to me this is something they really need to work on during the offseason, is that defense. Because you know why? Rodgers can always improvise and he can run the table. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you need your defense to be able to run that table with you.
Again. Well, Brother Q, what are your thoughts on this thing here?
That game caught me by surprise, man, because Green Bay is hot. They were hot. They won 8 in a row.
Yeah.
And they lose to the Falcons like that?
Yeah. Seahawks lost pretty bad, too.
And here are the similarities. Each team has secondary problems.
Yeah.
With Seattle, when you lose Earl Thomas, that's a Hall of Famer right there already.
Yeah.
So when you lose him, that's the quarterback of the defense. So, of course, Seattle's going to get cut up. Yeah. Sherman can only do so much.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Cover Julio Jones. What about Gabriel? What about Coleman? What about Freeman? There's a lot of guys you got to cover. Mm. Today, for Green Bay, it was like, you just knew, like, damn. They have no secondary to cover these guys. No, it's the same thing. Super Bowl coming up. Whoever wins between
Pittsburgh
and New England, that's Pittsburgh. A different story now. Especially if New England get there. But we'll get to that. Continue.
Well, Matt Ryan, he played a fantastic game, man, and possibly like the best game of his career. But, I mean, he's still got one more to go.
One more.
Yeah. That's the hardest one to get.
Yeah.
I mean, you playing against either way you look at it, you playing either against Pittsburgh or you playing against the Patriots. So it's not any easy competition.
No.
Whoever wins. No. You know what I mean? You would hope that you rather get Pittsburgh and then you could take away Antonio Brown. But then you would have to take Le'Veon Bell might just go off. As well. But I think you got a better opportunity because I think the Patriots don't... No, the Steelers don't have as much weapons as the Patriots.
Right. You know what I mean? What we mean after you get past Brown
And Bell.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think the secondary guys you would look to aren't as good.
But they're coming. Ryan Shazier is good.
Yeah.
Bud Dupree's becoming a good pass rusher now.
Yeah.
In that linebacking core. And the secondary is improving. Rockwell and those guys, Artie Burns, those guys are getting up. They're gaining experience.
Yeah.
I think the Steelers, and look at old man James Harrison. Look at James Harrison.
I was watching a video on him. Come on YouTube when he was lifting. I think it was YouTube or Facebook, one of the two.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, dude.
Listen, they say he on roids. I wouldn't tell that man to his face. I ain't telling him to his face.
Some people just got the juice. He might just headlock you
and snap your head off.
Pop all the pimples in your face.
Snap your goddamn head off. You talk to him in the wrong way. If you look at him the wrong way, he'll snap your head off. Yeah.
But, I mean, look, that NFC game, like you said, is done. So, we're not going to spend too much time on that. Yeah, go ahead.
But, Joe, what do you feel about the AFC Championship game? Pittsburgh versus New England.
To me, that's gonna be a slobber knocker. Like if you look at like the game kind of remind me of like the old Steelers Ravens game with like Ray Lewis.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Because that's gonna be a drag down fight.
Have you seen these games? The last couple of games, these dudes coming in and play.
This is what I'm saying. I get that, but I'm just saying it's. Like, these teams face each other numerous amount of times. So, that history is there.
But the record's not good.
I know it's not good.
Especially for Ben, the record's not good. He's lost too many times to this guy.
I know. But this is what I'm saying. Me, for the AFC Championship game, I have Pittsburgh winning. When I was, before the season started, well, not the season, before the season started, when I looked at their production for the first 4 weeks,
mm-hmm.
I thought... Because obviously Tom Brady was gone with the suspension.
Right.
But for the first 4 weeks of the season, Pittsburgh looked like the most complete team in football. They had it on all sides. They had it on special team. They had it on defense because that steel curtain defense is no joke. And Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown was playing good. Now, where I felt a little hazy about is when Roethlisberger went down. But you see when he came
back. That's a natural occurrence every year for him.
It is. And that's the thing. I think. Those things, like you just said, works in the Steelers' favor because you're used to missing Roethlisberger two, three, four games.
They usually lose, but you can steal one or two games in there.
You know what I'm saying? You know? So it's one of those things. You look at Pittsburgh, and look, Patriots had a great season. They were 14-2, and Tom Brady did a hell of a job. But as the juice is dried up for Aaron Rodgers, I think the juice is gonna. And this is the thing. I was watching the games. I was watching ESPN First Take a few days back, and I think there's gonna be a time where Tom Brady is on the decline. It's gonna be one game where you look back in history and be like, all right, now this was the downward spiral of Tom Brady. It may not be this game, but I think it's a good chance that it actually might be this game. I don't think he will be as efficient, as great, as poised. And don't get me wrong, he been here. He been in the AFC Championship game numerous amounts.
Six years in a row.
Yeah, but okay. This is what I'm saying. I think the Steelers are gonna beat them. Now, they may not. I may look like I have egg on my face and the Patriots destroyed them. But I honestly think when I picked them in the first 4 weeks, I honestly think Pittsburgh is still the favorite to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. You know what I mean? I just feel like that.
Now, like I just said, every time I look at this matchup, I feel Pittsburgh should win the game. They have the better team, mm-hmm. the better roster. But somehow,
somewhere, Captain Cool. Patriots just got Captain
Cool. Yo, shut up with that Captain Cool crap, man.
Yo, he cool, man. He cool under pressure, bro. I get it.
That crap. Ain't nobody want to hear that crap right now, man. Let me speak, man. You got
the juice, man.
You know, damn juice. Deflated juice or some crap like that. Anyway, I got my eye twitching, man. I don't like this dude.
Yeah, I twitching because the Cowboys lost. Ain't got nothing to do with that.
Why you gotta throw that in there, though? I didn't say nothing. It got smacked just now. That's the same thing about
it's
that.
It's all right, man. You know? We got numerous amount of Super Bowl. We got Super Bowl.
We got Super Bowl too. What the hell? We talking about losing teams right now. You said you want to get me somewhere I don't want to be.
I'm sorry.
Anyway,
all three of our teams is out, man. Yeah.
What you mean? Y'all I'm a Falcons fan.
No, don't start now. Don't start now.
I'm Stephen A. Y'all, hey. I'm the Stephen A. of LBR. I'm the flip flopper.
What? What did you just say just now?
I'm the Stephen A. of LBR. I'm a rocker Packers jersey because I'm a Packers fan, but I enjoy the Giants because I'm living in New York. You know what I mean? And now the
I think the sweat's getting to the head, man.
And now the Falcons are in the Super Bowl, so why not jump on the bandwagon?
I think your own sweat is affecting your brain right now. I'm joking.
I don't understand that logic right now.
Don't talk craziness in here.
I'm not jumping on the bandwagon.
Don't jump on no bandwagon, boy.
Me and Kevin Durant. I'm sorry, fella. That would make me a Kevin Durant. If I was to jump on the band.
You really got to go into that right now?
I'm sorry.
Leave KD alone. He's happy. He's good.
Yeah, he happy because he know he got an easy ring, bro. That's why he happy.
That's not for certain. But anyway.
It's like punching a six-year-old kid in their face.
Where did that come from, son?
You know what I'm saying? Yo. Playing for championships for KD right now is like punching a six-year-old kid in their face. Ain't really no effort to it.
You talking about beating up kids on the, you need help.
I'm just saying, it's just an analogy. I'm not going around.
That's a bad damn analogy.
I'm not going around beating up kids.
I should beat you up.
I'm just saying, man. It's like that. You ever seen that Will Ferrell movie Step Brothers when he was beating up those kids?
Yo, son.
It's like that. That's the opposition in KD's way to win a championship.
In any event, let's get back to the game. Talking about KD.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're talking about Captain America. He ain't no goddamn Captain America.
All right.
Anyway,
like I said, first of all, but I ain't saying. But go ahead.
I feel like, and I put it on the blog that the Patriots will win 30-21.
Okay.
I feel as if
it's not a whooping.
They're gonna be in the game.
Yeah.
That's not the problem. The problem is who are they going to take away? And you follow the template what Kansas City did to Pittsburgh last week. Yeah, take away Antonio Brown.
That was a tough one, man.
He made his one play.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got to take away Brown. But Le'Veon Bell, last two weeks, 160 over 160.
Over 150, yeah.
No, 160 versus Miami.
And 156.
170 versus Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
Both franchise records.
Yeah.
He may have to go for 200 and a touchdown for him to even be in the game. I just feel, trust me, and let the people know, they know me. I don't want Tom Brady to win nothing. Deflate everything. I don't care.
I'm kind of overeating Tom Brady now. Like, he's just too good, bro.
He's not good.
He's just too, like, you can't
hate him. He ain't good.
It's like, it's not, because this is what I'm saying. And I'm just throwing it. I'll let it go back to you.
He ain't good.
He's just good, man. It's not like he has an all-star team, you know?
He doesn't.
He doesn't have all-star receivers.
He's never really had. Like,
even the year when he had one, he lost.
Who, your ventriloquist now? You got goddamn ventriloquist over here?
I'm just saying, you got to respect his gangster, facts, man. It's
facts, what he's saying.
You got to respect.
Only him. Receiver he's had that was already, like, polished is Randy Moss. Nobody else. What,
Troy Brown was pretty good?
I give you that. Troy Brown was good.
Who was Wes Welker before Tom Brady?
He has Gronkowski, and Gronkowski is injured like every fucking day.
But when he's there, they win Super Bowls.
They win a Super Bowl, I should say.
And trust me, it pains me to say that because I don't like the Patriots. Period. Anybody can tell you that.
I just can't hate them no more. I really don't have no ill will to. When you got the juice like that, and you doing it with no.
Got no goddamn juice. He be cheating. Look, man. Don't you understand?
He could throw a beach.
He pulled that fire alarm over there with the Steelers in the hotel room. Pulled the alarm.
I'm going to tell you like this. Brady's so good, he could throw a beach ball and still
pass. So, okay, Aaron Rodgers, he out the playoffs, whatever, though.
Look.
Whatever.
All I'm saying is Brady's good, and you can't hate on his greatness, man. You can't hate on his greatness.
He walk into the Hall of Fame. Whatever. He ain't my top quarterback.
I wouldn't even walk, son. I'm so nice, you got to... You gotta drag me, bro. I shouldn't even be exerting any energy to go to the Hall of Fame. I'm gonna pay somebody to do my speech. Because, you know, I'm Tom Brady. I ain't gotta say a damn thing. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That's how good he is, bro. That's how good he is.
I'm depressed just listening to you talk I'm about just saying, this guy. Look,
but anyway, I didn't want to.
Brother Q, what is your
I'm gonna go with Pittsburgh to win, but I wouldn't be surprised if New England won. You know, because and one of the reasons why was because last week when they played against Houston kind of showed me that New England's offense is not as strong as people say it is. You know what I'm saying?
And I've always said,
but they were playing against the number one defense in the NFL. Houston has the number one.
Yeah, that's true. So
that's another thing.
Really, we gonna say that now. Look.
No, they do. They,
look who was quarterbacking for Houston.
No, but I'm talking about the defense.
I understand that, but come on, son. The team in general.
No,
son.
But we just come talking on, about New England about struggles against the defense.
Yeah.
Come it's on, not like son. Brock. Oswald is the middle linebacker.
Nah, son. Come on, these dudes torn with them, boy.
All right.
They were torn with
maybe,
them.
Maybe. I remember the game.
Don't sit there and give them credit. If they played great defense, well, cool.
And,
they were torn with them.
In the second
them,
half, they started playing bad defense, but in the first half, Houston was playing pretty good.
They were torn with them. Don't believe that hype. Don't believe that hype.
All right, go ahead, Q. Go ahead, Q.
Yeah, so I'll go with Pittsburgh. I'll say Pittsburgh will win about 28-21.
Okay. So now another blowout. So at least we know it's not going to be like the NFC Championship. Well,
I hope.
No.
I hope.
That caught me by surprise, man.
That did. But, all right.
It was life.
Yeah, so Steelers. And you going with the Patriots.
It hurts me to do that.
It hurts you to say that.
It hurts me to say that. All
right, don't worry. It's okay. It's okay.
I know people...
doesn't like Brady here is the one that's going for
look,
Brady.
Man, and my brother would probably be jumping up and down right now if he watching the podcast because he know how much I hate the Patriots. But it's just something. You got to respect that man, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, because...
I won't respect cheaters.
Cheaters. If you ask me who's cheating right now, it's KD and them boys in Golden State, all right? Over there want to create a monopoly and shit, and not even try to compete for championship. That's cheating. What Tom Brady's doing is taking what he has, and he's making them good every year. And Julian Edelman has been one of the most consistent ones.
That guy was a quarterback when he was in college.
I know the story.
The greatness of Tom Brady could turn a QB, right, into a good wide receiver. God damn, Brady got the juice, man. All right, enough about that. Next, we want to talk about...
I'm going to knock your block off for that last comment.
I'm just saying, man, you got more juice than Tony Romo, son.
That's true.
So why you got to do all that now?
Oh, my bad. What's all that about, son? Your quarterback, Dak Prescott. I'm sorry.
Come on, son.
My bad. The Mississippi State product. My bad. Dak Prescott.
The most poised quarterback I see out there.
He had a good game in that loss. He did. It wasn't like he was erratic. But look, we're all at the losers' table today. I am.
I've been. My team's been out.
He's been out, so he's recuperated a little bit, right? He's recuperated a little bit. You've been out for some time, so you recuperated.
It's only been a week.
Been a week.
About that.
But look, you should be glad the team that beat your team got shellacked by like what 19 points? No more.
Yeah, that don't mean nothing.
Look, 23 points.
That don't mean nothing.
I know. I know.
We in the chip.
Next year, bro. You just you know who you really need. In order for y'all to win a championship, you know who y'all need to get rid of. Not even Jason Garrett.
Who?
Jerry Jones. Cause he dumb as shit.
You think he's gonna sit there and give up the team?
He's not, because they're America's team for some reason, and it's been the most wackest.
For what it's worth, he's kept the Cowboys relevant for all these years.
You know what though? America's has been a little bit wacky. So yeah, I can see them being America's team. But all right,
take it easy, buddy. Take it easy. Please.
Let's talk about NBA All-Star voting.
Okay.
And you guys know why I ain't upset. Okay. Especially on the Western Conference side. Eastern Conference has a little discrepancies as well.
So which one you want to do first?
Let's go with the West, cuz all we know is the starters right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? So, let's talk about,
first of all, who are the starters?
The starters are Curry.
Damn.
Harden.
Right? Harden.
Mm-hmm. KD.
KD, Kawhi, and Davis.
Mm-hmm. Right? Anthony Davis.
Yeah, Anthony Davis, because there's another Davis that deserves to be in the freaking All-Star. Yeah, like, come on. But, all right, and then in the East, you got Kyrie, you got
DeRozan,
you got LeBron, you got Giannis, and Jimmy Butler. All right? So in that lineup, mm-hmm. if you look at it, I got the East winning.
Mm.
Because Curry can't guard nobody.
Yo, you be go. It's an All-Star game, bro. It's not the finals.
I mean, nobody plays defense
in the All-Star game, really.
Yeah, nobody plays defense anyway.
I'm sorry. I just
hate. Son, your hate is real, boy.
And James Harden don't got no defense.
Either.
Exactly. So you got two dudes in the backcourt who don't play like the defense.
It won't matter. You got to score more points.
Curry plays defense. He just doesn't play on ball.
He just doesn't do it in the finals. All right. Come on. All right. Go ahead. So there's some snubs that's going on. Obviously, the triple-double machine, the basketball god, Russell Westbrook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Russell Westbrook is averaging a triple-double, 10.4 in rebounds, and 10.6 in assists. I might have a
with like 30-something points.
30-something points, right? So this is what, and obviously James Harden's there, mm-hmm. who has less triple doubles, but he's still putting up great numbers and
He averages a double double.
He has a double double. He's putting strong numbers. He's up playing, and a candidate for MVP.
And he's playing.
Go ahead.
He's playing that Steve Nash role that he played in Phoenix for Mike D'Antoni.
I don't know if he's doing a little bit better than Steve.
Oh, I mean, obviously, he's offensively gifted.
This is what I'm saying. So they changed the format this year for voting.
Mm-hmm.
The fans have 50% of the vote.
Right.
Right? The media and the players are 25 apiece.
Right.
So the thing with that was the fans this year voted for Curry.
Right. He's a starter.
He's a starter, right? And the media and the players both had Curry at number 3 in the All-Star voting. So what happens is now, because what it was a tie between the three.
Right.
And it was one of those things is that one player had to sit out. But because the emphasis is so much on the fans voting this year, because they hold the majority of the vote, they were like, well, Curry has to be the starter. He gets the vote. And I get that. Mm. If that's how you want to do it. To me, it's a little bit idiotic, and I think they should take away voting from the fans, because obviously you don't know who to vote for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but at the end of the day,
it's
about who's more appealing to you. Like, I vote for Jamal Crawford, and that's because I like his game.
There was actually a person who voted for Mo Williams, and he announced he was retiring.
This for real? Week.
Yeah. There was a vote for Mo Williams, right? There was a vote for Mo Williams, and there was two votes for Chris Middleton.
Who the hell is that?
He's on the Bucks.
He's on Milwaukee.
I don't watch no Milwaukee Bucks.
I know
the Greek Freak,
That's a good team to watch if you actually want to watch basketball and not the Harlem Globetrotters like they're over there in the West. Yeah, come watch Milwaukee Bucks. They're a good team to watch. But
You have a bias on Golden State like nobody's business, boy. Go ahead, boy.
He didn't say Golden State. Hey,
you know who he was talking about. Don't front.
He said Western.
You know who he was talking about.
You guys on Facebook know who the Harlem Globetrotters of the Western Conference, all right? You know.
Come on, sir.
But this is what I'm saying. So in the East, there's a discrepancy as well.
Right.
There's Kyrie, and you know I love Kyrie, especially because he destroyed Steph Curry.
Bias.
I love me some Kyrie.
Bias right here.
I love him because he destroyed my arch nemesis. But look,
you ain't even play against the dude. What are you talking about? Saying.
You know, you was like in two. You remember you was in 2K. You played 2K. My play, and you had that guy that was like your rival in my play, named Ellis Jackson.
Ellis, yo, son.
Y'all know who I'm talking about.
I never played like my player mode. Like I only played GM. Okay.
Well, if I was in my player mode, if I was like, if I was in the NBA, I would be Ellis Jackson to whoever that my play is. You know what I'm saying? But look, this is what I'm saying. That's who I am, man. To Steph Curry. But anyway,
help.
Anyway, I don't want to take too long. I'm sorry. Kyrie, and I love Kyrie, voted starter. I do not think this year that he's a starter. I need the dude who's getting the most points in the fourth quarter, who's putting up some crazy numbers.
The little man,
Isaiah Thomas.
The little man.
Kill him. And this is the thing where I take away from the fans, is that they're voting wrong. They vote wrong because they wanted D-Wade. And what happens is, DeMar DeRozan wouldn't have gotten in as a starter if it was just the fans voting. Because the fans actually voted D Wade Hyde as number four. Damn. And that's not right, because DeMar DeRozan, to me, right now, outside of LeBron James, I think right now the best player in the Eastern Conference is IT. Right now?
Isaiah Thomas,
the best player in the conference right now. And then you have DeMar DeRozan, to me, who's second best player in the league.
I can't go against that.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to think. I can't go against that.
But this is all I'm saying. So there's some discrepancy.
LeBron is chilling right now, though. Watch when April comes.
And that's what I'm saying. He's on cruise control.
Watch when April comes.
He's on cruise control. So that's what I'm saying right now, because LeBron only got his foot on the gas. No, he's still on the brake right now. He like, K-Love, do whatever you do. Kyrie, go ahead. Be a knucklehead. That's what LeBron is saying right now. Because you know when Superman comes, It's a wrap for most dudes.
He definitely ready.
But how do y'all feel about the All-Star voting that's going? Who do you feel that got snubbed besides IT?
Because we don't know the full gamut of the starters and the reserves. Yeah. We're just going to go. Everybody knows Westbrook. But you can't. This is what the NBA wants. The NBA wants their fans to be involved as much as possible. They bringing the money. They spending the money. I think they should have at least choice of who goes in the game. I mean, if you want to change the 33-33 to make it all even, you can do that and call it a day. But you're not going to sit and strip we know it's a popularity contest. It's been seen for years now. There's been a lot of all-star snubs.
I mean, okay. Kobe got a starter position that he didn't deserve one year.
Last year. Yeah. He didn't deserve it. They wanted to see, like you said, they wanted to see their guy one last time in the big show, in one of the big shows.
But it's a little bit different. I think when you get to a certain point, like Jordan was in the all-star game, right?
But you was going to deny Michael Jordan being in the all-star game?
No. Are you not? But this is the same thing. Kobe and Jordan have that resume. Curry don't got that resume.
You don't even have to say all that. We know that.
Yeah, and Kyrie don't have that resume.
We know that. But this is right now. You're talking about years ago. I mean, that's years ago. And they're on a different plane. These dudes, this is right now. And right now, to me, if you want to take away the fans for, or at least adjust it to 33,
I like your concept.
But you're not going to take the vote away from the fans. NBA needs it.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying don't give them those powers, because obviously they idiots. But go ahead.
Damn, son.
I wouldn't say all that because, like I said, man, it's just about whose game is more appealing. That's all. You know, it's who you like to see. That's all. It's not really about what numbers you put up. You know?
That's crazy. So all these years when All-Star was dictated about the numbers you put up and you was getting in because you was having a good season, it don't matter if you have the best season in your career, you won't be a starter because idiots want to...
It's the fans' vote.
I mean, the goal is
synonymous with idiots.
the goal the goal is to be an NBA champion, not to be an all-star.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly.
I'm not saying that. I know the goal is to be an
NBA only champion. Thing it will affect is money. Cause the amount of all-stars and stuff that going down the road, it adds to your contract. It gives you leverage in your contract.
Yeah.
You feel me? The amount of all-star stars you
have. I think that's a little incentive in contract.
It's incentives and stuff like that. Yeah. So if any, he's not really worried about that.
Yeah, he's not. You know what it is? Because look, NBA got this love fest with the Golden State Warriors. I get it. You need a
team. Yo, this dude.
You need a team that's a villain. But look, let's not talk. Let's not talk about too much of that. Let's talk a little bit about the Royal Rumble that's going on
next Sunday.
Next Sunday
in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh yes, Steve Austin. He entered his first Royal Rumble 20 years ago.
Look at you with the tidbit.
That's true. And he won.
He did over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Check you out with a tidbit.
No, I'm just I love
you. As a matter of fact, that was the last time the Royal Rumble was in San Antonio.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love Stone Cold, man. You
know, but brother Q,
let
me hear your report on this. Who do you have winning this year's Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
I'd have to go with between two guys, either Bray Wyatt or Seth Rollins.
I can see Seth Rollins winning, though.
I'm gonna speak from the perspective of the business itself.
Yeah, go ahead.
For me, I think they want to do something spectacular for WrestleMania.
You think the Undertaker again? God, that's not spectacular anymore.
Hold on. They always tell you, when you leave the business, you don't leave a winner. The only man who can sit there and leave a winner in that business is him, the Undertaker. So if they want, if he's that revered in that sport.
Yeah.
I hear you, Q.
But he's a part-time wrestler.
Yeah, he is a part-time. He only wrestles like once a year.
I hear you, WrestleMania. But when you hear the crowd cheer for him, you can't deny it, son.
Wait, could it be that
you can't deny it?
Could it be that he wins and he relinquishes his belt at WrestleMania?
No.
Or he wins it at WrestleMania and then
whoever wins the Royal Rumble just gets a shot at the title.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he wins at WrestleMania, and then he's like, "Yeah, I did all I can," and then like do Obama did like 2 days ago and drop the mic. You know what I'm saying? Like, can he do that? Like,
I mean, he could. Listen, he's earned the right to.
He is.
He's earned the right to. He's been doing it for nearly 25 years.
Over 25. Over
25 years.
He came in 1990.
Yeah. I mean, son, if it's not nobody, but for me, the winner of the Royal Rumble. If it's the Undertaker, they want to do to hype the thing up for WrestleMania. Yeah. But if you're really asking me, I think there's going to be a surprise who comes in and wins it. Finn Balor. Who the hell he is?
See, man, y'all two.
Wait, hold on.
Go ahead. I mean,
it's Finn Balor.
We ain't got time left, but you know.
He's gonna win it. He's supposed to be the champion right now.
Oh yeah, he had to relinquish it due to injury.
Yeah,
but if he comes, he won't come back because the Royal Rumble is around the time where you come back. You know, people get crazy.
Yeah.
Your hype, your machine starts rolling again for WrestleMania and for the Elimination Chamber coming up. So I think if anybody's gonna win this year's Royal Rumble, Finn Balor will come back, surprise the world, and he'll win the Royal Rumble. If not, I say the Undertaker, and you have a match between John Cena and the Undertaker.
This is what I'm talking about.
That's the crescendo.
I'm gonna give my opinion. I'm gonna let Q finish it off.
Let me hear what you gotta say, man. What you gotta say?
Look, man.
Let me hear this now.
You got some heavy hitters in there. I think for me, my two guys is either Brock Lesnar or John Cena. Because you think about
Cena's not in the room.
I mean, I'm not Cena. I'm sorry, Goldberg.
Goldberg?
Goldberg might win, bro. But this is what I'm saying. Look. What's his name? Lesnar. Doesn't his MMA career is really up in the air.
Right.
So they might try to push him on to start competing for championships. What better way to do that now than to have him win the Rumble? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Look, this is my opinion.
I don't want y'all.
But those are my two picks. Q, I'm going to let you finish it off. Because, you know. And then you do that. You finish it off, and we'll take it from there.
To continue on with Joe was saying, I don't think Lesnar would win because I think they try to start like a feud between Lesnar and Goldberg, because at Survivor Series 2 months ago, Goldberg beat Brock Lesnar
in 90 seconds. Basically 90.
Yeah. Basically 90. With the jackhammer? Yeah.
He did, yo, he pulled two moves and did it in 190, son.
Yeah.
In 90 seconds, I mean.
Yeah. So,
two moves, 90 seconds.
I don't think Lesnar would win it. So, I mean.
Man, all right. I'm not wrong.
If people love Brock. The fans love Brock.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear the but trust me. They love Brock. You don't have to say nothing. You see how big he is?
Yeah, Paul Heyman does the talking for him.
Exactly. Yeah, he's the talking head.
So you got, what's your picks?
Seth Rollins and Bray Wyatt, either one of those guys.
I got Goldberg and I got Lesnar, and you got...
I have Finn Balor or The Undertaker.
The Undertaker. Undertaker might just drop the mic like Obama did. And, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? But all right, guys, I want to thank you guys for coming in. I mean, listening in to another episode of LBR.
Thank you.
We'd love to get your comments and questions, you know, just even for like topics of the show.
Of course.
You know, hit us up on our...
Always looking, people. We always looking.
Look for
topics, man. Yeah, stay right, focused. Yeah,
listen, what I'm saying. But you can hit us up on lbrstalk@gmail.com. You could even go to the Facebook page and, you know, suggest some stuff there.
LBRS Sports Blog.
Yeah, so
on Facebook.
I want to thank you guys, and that's a wrap for us today. Peace.
Go Steelers! Please! Please! Okay.